I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan is one of the top four places in the world where Christians suffer from extreme persecution. Churches are demolished on an ongoing basis, and believers are attacked at random. But Christians get a rare glimpse of joy this Christmas. A Christian worker we'll call Dan says a Korean believer and his wife have been working on a Sudanese hymnal over the past decade, and now it's complete.
By the grace of God, this man was, him and his family were able to release the fairest ever a hymnal book, which is contained over 400 songs.
As the hymnal brings Sudanese worship to a new level, pray that believers would be encouraged and pray for a new closeness with God encountered through music. And pop culture in the United States has many references to the biblical Christmas story, from movies to Christmas carols. But many American deaf individuals today don't know the true meaning of Christmas and have never encountered God's word in American Sign Language. That's why Deaf Bible Society offers their free Deaf Bible app. The Deaf Bible app has portions of scripture available in several sign languages, including American Sign Language. We connected with Ryan Sims, a deaf staff member with Deaf Bible Society. And speaking through an interpreter, he says having a sign language Bible is critical to reaching deaf individuals with the Christmas message.
Instead of just reading the written scriptures and trying to pair pictures and having that, it's more of a full immersion.
If you know a deaf person, try sharing the Deaf Bible app with them this Christmas. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.